in secondary one, the first time joining the school's morning assembly.
So what did you do during the assembly?
I was very confused throughout the whole assembly because I can't understand anything that the teachers on stage or the schoolmates on stage, what they were talking about.
So it must be like a little bit hard feeling for you that like you may not be able to understand. So, but I want to know why is it memorable for you?
Because my English was pretty bad when I was graduating from my primary school, and I entered an EMI school, and the school rules wrote that all the students at school should speak in English, and I can't speak any English. So the first time that I thought that English is so important because I can't understand anything told in the assembly, and I can't join school's any activities because I don't know where is it or when is it. So my English improves a lot just because I want to understand the morning assembly.
But that's great. I mean, it takes courage to just take the first step and learn something new for yourself. So I think it's an encouragement for yourself. So don't be too hard on yourself. And yeah, so like, did you ask for help, or did any teacher offer to help you back then?
No, because teachers at school assume that every student that enters that school should be, very good in English. And my classmates all did very good in English. What I do is pay attention in morning assembly and prepare the Bible readings and the morning prayers the day before. So, I learned a lot of English vocabulary from Bible and the hymns and the prayers.
Well, that's great. I mean, they're still learning. So how long did it take you to be a little bit more comfortable in using English back then?
Wow. It took me around 5 years, because when you're improving, the others still improving. I remember that in my secondary five, I joined the school's drama competition, and I'm the English section's actress. And that is the first time that I show everybody at school that my English is okay for performing.
Well, that's great. I think like your effort definitely paid out. And I want to know about your most memorable English reading experience. Do you mind sharing it?
It is also in my secondary one that my school need every one of us to take the English literature as one of our secondary one subject. And I remember that it's the first time that I read the whole book. That book is called Richard Widia. I still remember that book, and I can recite the whole book. And that is very memorable because I stay in the Yahoo dictionary for like 3 hours every day just to find out every word, what does it mean in Chinese.
Well, you're really determined in knowing the meaning behind the words. So do you still check up dictionary while you're reading, during daily life or academic purpose?
Of course, because we have microbiology. I must check every word in, I don't know, Wikipedia or any free dictionary online.